Okay, so today is Govardhan Puja day, and I'm wondering, I gave a class this morning on Govardhan Puja. We did a tour around Govardhan. I could pretty much redo it online because it is Govardhan Puja and Diwali. Happy Diwali to everybody and happy Govardhan Puja. Or we could go ahead with the Krishna book. All right. So a lot of you didn't see it. So we will do it. Just let me get it set up. Govardhan Puja again. That's a tour of Govardhan, circumambulation of Govardhan. Okay. Let's see. We can set up PowerPoint. Just give me 1 second and we will be ready to go. I don't know, we should chant first, but all right. Yes, we are set up. And let's see. All right, let's chant. And actually, I thought I'd probably chant. Sri Guru Charana Padma for Prabhupada, because by Prabhupada's mercy, we know about Govardhan. I mean, without Prabhupada, we wouldn't know anything except for repeated birth and death and suffering in this material world and bad karma and all those other nice things that come with being in Maya. Only by Prabhupada's mercy are we here. His Divine Grace Abhaya Chadanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Kijaya ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kijaya Nantakoti Voice Nana Vrinda Kijaya Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Vijay. Haran Se Gaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindigijay Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopikabhanath Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Kini Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavanam Ki Jai Maturidam Ki Jai Jagannatha Swami Ki Jai Yamunamai Ki Jai Shrimati Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschachit Deja Tarani. So, Magana Timidanda Shah Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur and Meditam Yeda Tismai Shigadvaya Maha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual masters, Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So, let me read this translation. The lotus feet of our spiritual master are the only way by which we can attain pure devotional service. I bow down to his lotus feet with great awe and reverence. By his grace, one could cross the ocean of material suffering and obtain the mercy of Krishna. My only wish is to have my consciousness purified by the words emanating from his lotus mouth. Attachment to his lotus feet is the perfection that fulfills all desires. He opens my darkened eyes and fills my heart with transcendental knowledge. He is my Lord birth after birth. From him ecstatic prema emanates. Ignorance is destroyed. Ignorance is destroyed. The Vedic scriptures sing of his character. Our spiritual master is the ocean of mercy, the friend of the poor, the Lord and master of the devotees. O Master, be merciful unto us. Give me the shade of your lotus feet. Your fame is spread all over the three worlds. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So let's go on and talk about Govardhan. We're going to do a quick parikrama around Govardhan, and now we're going to share the screen. Give me one second to share the screen. All right, where is that? It is somewhere. Oh, there it is. Okay. This is the screen we are going to share with everybody. All right. And, okay. Screen share. Do we share the right screen? Hold on a second. Let's stop sharing. I think that we have to do the other screen. Do it right. Let's see. It's got it. Because when we do it online like that. Hold on a second. Oh, I see. This one. Okay. Let's give a second. Pink, that's this. This is the screen we share. Yeah. No. That's not the right screen. You got, should be this one. Yeah, that's it. Nope. Anyway, we'll do the first one that we picked before. This is what's going to work. Okay, so let's go on Govardhan pilgrimage with everybody. So, this is Govardhan pilgrimage. And, this is actually a scale drawing of Govardhan. And you can see that there's the head of Govardhan. Govardhan is shaped like a peacock. There's the neck of Govardhan, which goes down to the Govardhan city or Govardhan town. And then at the tail, there's the tail. Puchari. And then at the head of Govardhan, which is all the way on the right-hand side, you see the two eyes of Govardhan, the peacock. And these two eyes, let's check to make sure that's coming out right on the screen. Give me a second.
And check to make sure that they are screened.
So the two eyes are Radhakund and Shyamakund, the two most sacred rivers anywhere.
We are streaming.
Let me see. Trying to check. Oh, there. Anyway, this will have to be what we do. Okay, sorry for the technical glitches. So anyway, so let's go to the next slide. And of course, Govardhan's most famous thing is that Krishna held up Govardhan for 7 days and saved the residents of Vrindavan from the devastating rainfall of Indra. So many of the deities that are established in Govardhan, at least the original deities, and established all over Braj, were installed by Brajanabha. That's Krishna's great-grandson. And so when Brajanabha went to Braj with whatever wives of Krishna were still on the planet and whatever residents from Dwarka were still on the planet, he had a kirtan. And during that kirtan, Krishna and Radharani and all the associates and Balaram and the gopis and the cowherd boys appeared let me just make sure the sound, no, we need more volume. Sorry about these glitches. They appeared and danced until the end of the kirtan. So Brajanabha is responsible for discovering the holy places around Braj. Of course, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan did that later, but right after Krishna passed away, Brajanabha did it in Braj and established the main deities there. And here we see a nice picture of Govardhan. Another nice picture of Govardhan. Govardhan, of course, is Haridas Varya, which means that Govardhan is the best servant of Krishna, but he's also an expansion of Krishna. And sometimes I compare that to Balaram's relationship with Krishna. Balaram is also the best servant of Krishna, and he is non-different from Krishna. He's the first expansion of Krishna. So all the various expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here's a picture of Govardhan from the air. And in the center of Govardhan town, there's the Manasa Ganga, which was created from Krishna's mind. And next to the Manasa Ganga is the Mukharavinda temple. Mukharavinda temple has within it the mouth of Govardhan. According to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, this is the official mouth of Govardhan. And they are feeding Govardhan, at least giving a boga to Govardhan's mouth, 24 hours a day. And this temple is usually very, very crowded. Very wonderful place in the middle of the Manasa Ganga. Here's the Manasa Ganga. As we described before, the Manasa Ganga was created from Krishna's own mind. And there's a reason Krishna created it from his mind, which we'll speak about in a second. There's some more views of the temple, the Manasa Ganga, and the temple, Mukhadavinda temple. The Mukhadavinda temple is bordered by the Manasa Ganga. So here's the story. Once upon a time, Krishna killed a demon. The demon was in the shape of a calf. Now the coward boys got really angry with Krishna. You've killed a calf. You've killed a baby camel. So therefore, you have to go to the Ganges to bathe, to free yourself from the sin of killing a cow. So Krishna said, I will create the Ganges here. And from his mind, the Ganges appeared. Later on, this was corroborated by Krishna himself by having Ganga Devi come out of the Manasa Ganga when Nanda Maharaj wanted to go to the Ganges. So this showed Nanda Maharaj that he didn't have to leave Vrindavan. And this actually verified, of course, we know when Krishna does something, it's always true. But this actually verified to everybody that this was the actual Ganges. And many pastimes occurred on or in this Manasa Ganga. There's the famous boat pastime in which Krishna took the form of an old boatman and was enlisted by the gopis in helping them cross the Manasa Ganga. And what happens when Krishna took on that role of boatman, he said he was too weak to continue, and he asked for all the gopis' milk products, and he ate it, and then ate them, the milk products. And then, after that, he said, I am just too weak after eating. I need a massage. And the gopis said, the only way we'll massage you is by throwing you into the Manasa Ganga. So he started to row, and then after a while, the boat started to take it on water. And Krishna said to the gopis, you got to start to throw things out. And so they were throwing all their milk products overboard. And Krishna eventually said, you got to throw your clothes off too. And they got really angry and said, we're going to throw you off. So then there was a big storm, thunder and lightning and waves in the Manasa Ganga. And the gopis were all scared, didn't know what to do. And finally, Srimati Radharani spotted the flute coming out of the boatman's belt, and she understood it was Krishna. She embraced Krishna, and they enjoyed many pastimes floating on the Manasa Ganga in that boat. So here's a nice picture of that. The gopis throwing their milk products off of the boat. And in the center of this whole area is the Bhajan Kutir of Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami wrote some of his literature here. At one point, he was going to leave because there were too many mosquitoes. But then he was assured by Lord Shiva, who resides there too, that there would be no more mosquitoes bothering him, and that's what happened. He was able to reside there for longer and write some of his literature. And that Lord Shiva, who resides right next to Sanatan Goswami's Bhajan Kutir, is called Chakaleshvara Mahadev. He's the guardian, it's called a Dikpala, of that particular area. And the presiding deity of the Manasa Ganga is named Manasi Devi, and Manasi Devi, who you see here, is considered to be non-different from Yogamaya. So we pass by her temple, and the next temple we go to is the Haridev temple, which you see from the air. This is one of the oldest temples. The Goswamis of Vrindavan stated that before you do Govardhan Parikrama, you have to get the permission, the blessings of Haridev. So we usually go in there when we first get to Govardhan. And here is Haridev. Haridev is a self-manifested deity. What happened is the gopis were looking for Krishna, and they were chanting Krishna's name, and especially they were chanting Haridev, 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 and Krishna appeared to them in this particular form, holding up Govardhan Hill, and not the whole hill, of course this was a deity, but holding up a little replica of Govardhan Hill in his left hand and his flute in his right hand. And so this deity was self-manifest. It's a wonderful story. There's Brahmakund, and here's the place of the original Dangati temple. Dangati means the tax pastime, which we'll talk about in a second. So as we leave the city or the town of Govardhan, we come to the actual appearance. We can see Govardhan, and we usually offer our obeisances at this particular spot, touch our head to Govardhan. And there's a rock there with the footprints of Krishna. Some people say the footprints of Radharani, but these are transcendental footprints. There's Lakshmi Nrisimha deities there. This is one of the first deities you see as you're going around the hill. And right next to the city or town of Govardhan, we find the palace, ISKCON's Mahal Palace, which Tamal Krishna Maharaj renovated in order to provide facility for sadhus to come and do bhajan and guide Govardhan. So many, many devotees have resided here. I did reside there for a particular time before I had a house at Govardhan. And in this palace, there are Shilas of Krishna and Balaram, as well as Sri Sri Gaurinathai, and of course there's a deity of Srila Prabhupada too. In the grounds of this palace, or on the grounds of this palace, you will find the Pushpa Samadhi of His Divine Grace Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Pushpa Samadhi means the flower samadhi. So flower samadhi means the original samadhi or tomb of a particular individual. Has many flowers on it, at least at the time of the interment of the body. And what they do is they take one of those flowers and make another samadhi in another location. It's considered non-different from the original samadhi. So here we are taking one of our groups around. Usually at this time of year, I was at Govardhan. Of course, I haven't been there for several years because of chat thing so I can see if anyone has any comments. So because of COVID and so many other factors, so it's been about 3 years since we've been at Govardhan. So all these devotees, you can see they're really immersed in the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's transcendental abode. All right. Next. And there's the Dhananivartana Kund. That Kund actually basically marks the spot where Krishna tried to extract taxes from the gopis when they were on their way to Govindakund with some milk products to help the brahmanas. And Krishna was very romantic in his attempt to extract taxes because he was taxing Srimati Radharani for each and every transcendental part of her body. For example, he said, for your beautiful eyes, you've got to pay so much, for your beautiful ears, etc. He went through the whole transcendental body of Srimati Radharani, and there was a big fight between Krishna and the gopis. The gopis were refusing to pay anything. Finally, Purnamasi comes and mediates this whole discussion or fight, and she says, let the gopis come back tomorrow and pay their taxes. So Krishna agrees to that, but what happened the next day was that the gopis overpowered, they came back like millions of gopis, and they overpowered the coward boys, tied them to trees, and threatened them with sticks until Krishna finally had to bow down at Radharani's feet and beg forgiveness. Near there is a Chandra Sarovara where the moon was full for a whole night of Lord Brahma while Krishna had his rasa dance, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu resided there. There's a question, is there a ladies' place? Yes, there are places for ladies at Govardhan now. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu resided on the banks of this Chandra Sarovara. Right next to there is the Chaturbhuj Temple. This is a very interesting temple. We'll talk about that in a second. This is Govardhan Hill, the shot of Govardhan Hill from Chaturbhuj. You see Govardhan Hill in the distance. And this Chaturbhuj Temple is right next to the lake called the Narayana Sarovara and the Lakshmi Well. And here is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sitting place at the Chaturbhuj Temple. Here's the deity of Chaturbhuj. Chaturbhuj means four arms. So the reason this deity of Krishna has four arms is that one day he was hiding out from the gopis by manifesting his Vishnu form. And when the gopis saw that Vishnu, they offered their obeisances. And basically they said to Lord Vishnu, who's actually Krishna, non-different, they said, please tell us where Krishna is. And Vishnu didn't know. or he did know. But then Radharani came, and Vishnu, that is Krishna, could not keep the extra two arms. They kept disappearing. He was unable to even control himself in the presence of Radharani. Here we are walking to the temple through the fields. Generally walk on the dividing line between different fields. There's a kund there, right near there, called Gauri Kund. And this kund, of course, Gauri is the goddess Durga. And this kund marks the spot where a famous pastime took place. There was a temple to Lord, to goddess Durga there. And what happened is that one time Krishna, in order to associate with Radharani, put on a female guise and dressed himself with the deity's clothes, because Radharani was really angry with him. So somehow or other, he was able to reestablish his relationship. Of course, it wasn't broken, but he was able to placate her, so her man was not manifest at that time. Man means anger. So he was able to placate her, and he was associating with Radharani, but he was still dressed as a lady with the deity's clothes. Then what happened is that Radharani's so-called husband, Abhimanyu, and mother-in-law and sister-in-law, Jatila and Kutila, came, and they thought that they were going to discover Radharani with Krishna because they saw Radharani and Krishna's pets outside the temple. And so they walked in and thought, we're going to discover her, and now we finally got her. But what they saw was Radharani, who had fainted when she saw them, offering obeisances to who they thought was the deity Durga, who had come out of the deity. So Radharani was unconscious at this particular time. So Durga begins to speak. Well, Durga is actually Krishna at this point. And Durga says that because you didn't trust Radharani, you're going to be killed. And so at this point, Radharani comes back to external consciousness and prays to Durga, Krishna, please forgive my husband. Please, please, please. And Durga, Krishna says, yes, one time we'll let him go. But if he ever distrusts you again, he's going to die. And so Abhimanyu, Jatila, Kutila leave the scene, and Radharani is left alone with Krishna. Wonderful pastime. Anukukshetra is where all the grains and food were piled up next to Govardhan, and that's called an Anukut. Anukut means the grains were piled up next to Govardhan and offered to Govardhan during the original Govardhan Puja ceremony, and also when Madhavendra Puri was there. As we entered the city of Anyor, actually, Anyor means give me more, give me more, give me more. Because when Govardhan, in his gigantic form, Krishna in his gigantic form, was eating all the food that was offered, it was all gone, and he was asking for more, more, more. Anyor, Anyor. And then ultimately, they didn't know what to do. They were scared. Ultimately, they gave him a tulsi leaf, and then he was satisfied. So here's the site of the original temple on top of Govardhan Hill. This is where Sri Nachi, or Gopal, who was discovered by Madhavendra Puri, was installed. Here's an aerial shot of this particular location. Of course, it's obviously not the same building. Another aerial shot, and there's a temple next to it, which may be the actual location, a very ancient temple that's in disrepair. So, of course, the pujaris climb Govardhan Hill to service these buildings and service the deities inside, but we are not allowed to climb Govardhan Hill. And, of course, the deity now, Gopal, is no longer there. Gopal is in Srinathwar, and he's called Srinachi. There's Sankarshan Kund, which is on the side of Govardhan at this particular spot, and Sankarshan Kund marks the spot where Sankarshan, that is Lord Balaram, collected all the water that fell on Braj when Indra was trying to kill all the residents of Braj. That's the original genocide. And so Balaram collected it all, and that the water that fell on Govardhan Hill itself, because Govardhan Hill was protected by Krishna, Sudarshan Chakra, but water that fell on the rest of Braj. And this kund is called Sankarshan Kund, and it's actually been fixed up very nicely now since I took the picture by this foundation called the Braj Foundation. And there's all sorts of walkways around it, and it's a beautiful park. This is where Madhavendra Puri discovered Gopal. Here's the story. Tell in a second. Madhavendra Puri entered the Braj area, and he wasn't getting anything to eat, but he didn't mind because that was his position as Paramahansa. And Krishna himself came and brought him some condensed milk. Now, he didn't know it was Krishna. But that night he had the dream, and Krishna revealed, yes, it was I who brought you that condensed milk. So basically, what you need to do now is find my deity, Gopal deity, who has been hidden in the bushes for many, many years because we were afraid, or the pujaris were afraid, the Muslims were going to attack and try to smash the deity. So the next day he went, and they discovered Gopal was hidden in the woods when they chopped down many of the trees and dug in the ground. And Madhavendra Puri installed Gopal on top of Govardhan Hill and conducted again the Anakut ceremony and many other festivities to worship Gopal. Govinda, the famous Govinda Kund by the side of Govardhan Hill, marks the spot where, and it actually was formed when Indra was bathing Krishna when he was apologizing to Krishna for attempting to kill the residents of Vrindavan. So some nice aerial shots. This is from the top of Govardhan. You see the top of Govardhan, and from the, you're looking in the distance at the parikrama path that actually goes around Govardhan. Another view, there's from, basically, from the side of the road, you see Govardhan, and then Govinda Kund, famous, famous Kund. So here's the story. Krishna protected the residents of Vrindavan. And then what happened is that Indra apologized. Well, actually, first they were on the left side. You see the Anakut ceremony, which Krishna, the gigantic form, ate everything. Then Indra got angry. As we go clockwise, Krishna protected the residents of Vrindavan. The chakra was on top of Govardhan Hill. And then Indra realized his mistake, apologized, brought the Surabhi cow and Airavata, his transcendental or his heavenly cow, to bathe Krishna. Surabhi cow was bathing Krishna with transcendental milk, and celestial Ganges was coming out of Airavata. And so Indra and the demigods, they were apologizing. And then finally, Krishna was crowned Govinda, which means the pleaser of the cows and the senses. And it's a very nice Radhakrishna temple. These are the presiding deities at Govinda Kund. Radha Govinda, of course, they're called Radha Govinda. Next to Govinda Kund is what used to be a kund. It's called Nipa Kund. Nipa means that the trees there have leaves that can be utilized as cups. They actually curl, and one could use them as cups, and the coward boys use them as cups to take prasadam. This is the place where Krishna stood when he was bathed by Indra and when Indra was apologizing. And at Govinda Kund, Madhavendra Puri resided. This is his sitting place, because it's a newer structure, but this signifies or marks where he would sit on the banks of Govinda Kund. This is where he bathed. Govinda Kund, all the trees there are desire trees, so we, sometimes we take advantage and pray to the tree and hold on to the tree like I'm doing here, praying for pure devotional service. So whatever you pray for intensely, you'll get. So you have to be careful not to pray. We have one of my godbrothers who prayed for, anyway, I'm not going to tell you what he prayed for, but he prayed for something that entangled him more in this world, and he got it pretty quickly after he prayed like that. As we go around Govardhan, we see the Doka Dauji Temple. Doka Dauji, Dauji, of course, is the name of Balaram, and Doka means shocked. Balaram was shocked when he was at the top of Govardhan Hill, and he saw the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Here's a from the top of the temple so we can see what it looks like inside the temple. So here's Balaram, seeing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, being shocked. And then what he did at this particular point, he got so shocked, he dropped his crown on the ground. And the crown, when it dropped on the ground at the bottom of the hill, chipped out a portion of the rock. And therefore, this rock is called the Balaram Mukut Shila. Shila means like stone or rock. And Mukut means the crown. So a mark was made when Balaram's crown hit the ground right by the side of the Dokadaji temple. And as the devotees go around Govardhan, they make little houses out of Govardhan Shilas. And this signifies that they are building a house for themselves in the spiritual world. Of course, I always caution the devotees not to build too big a house, because if it's too big a house, that's Vaikuntha style. Whereas the residents of Vrindavan live quite simply, not in 10-story buildings. And on top of Govardhan Hill, we see Krishna's peacocks. And there's many peacocks around, many monkeys, and there's also blue cows, which are a type of deer, if you're lucky enough to see them. At the tail of Govardhan, we find all the various incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there's one famous temple at the tail that has the deity which was installed by Vrajanabha, the great grandson of Krishna. And this is the Nrisimha temple. Here you see us on top of the temple. This is an aerial shot, obviously, from a quadcopter. Let's see, yeah. And this is the road going to the temple, the stairs, as we're walking out of the temple. Remember all these devotees with me. And then the deity inside, the Ugra Nrisimha deity, the Pujari, is so favorable to us, he actually let me do some puja for the deities, touch the deities and everything like that. And this year when the devotees went, the Pujari was actually asking about me. So there he is. There's a little Pallad Maharaj, but there's Hiranyakashipu being torn apart by Lord Nrisimhadev. At the tail also of Govardhan, you find these two kunds, Navakund and Apsarakund. Apsarakund is like the Radhakund of the tail. Navakund is like the Krishnakund or Shyamakund of the tail. And so these two kunds were formed when Radha and Krishna looked at each other and they melted out of love for each other. And so that melting or liquid formed these two kunds. Here's the two kunds from the air. Again, this is Navakund, and then distance is Apsarakund. And Krishna and the coward boys would also have their pastimes here. And at the tail of Govardhan, in the outer path, you find this one deity of a coward boy named Puchari Lotababa. And the story goes that he wanted to give Krishna some food to eat. And so Krishna said, he was on his way to Mathura. He said, when I come back from Mathura, you can feed me. So the story is that he's still waiting for Krishna to come back from Mathura. And this is the very tail of Govardhan. As we said before, Govardhan is shaped like a peacock. And so this is the actual tail. Another view of the tail of Govardhan, and this is an aerial view of the tail of Govardhan, and then another view of the tail of Govardhan, and the devotees walking around. You see, they're waving to the copter. And as I said before, all the incarnations are there at the tail: Lord Boar, Lord Ram, Hanuman. All the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead reside at the tail of Govardhan. This is a cave, one of the many caves in which Radha and Krishna had their pastimes. One of the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghava Pandit, who was actually Dhanishta in Krishna's pastimes, used to go into this cave and chant his japa. I used to go in this cave until I discovered there were a lot of bats in there to Chantapa, and it's in disrepair. There's a picture of Radha and Krishna in the cave, and as you see, it's in disrepair. So we don't suggest that people go into the cave. There's a Srinathji temple right next to this particular cave. And you see the devotees worshiping Srinathji. And we use this temple sometimes for different marriage ceremonies or initiation ceremonies at Govardhan. You know, they're very hospitable to us and very compatible with what we're doing. Here's the deity of Nachi or Srinathji. Next, as we proceed around Govardhan, we see Airavata's footprint. Airavata's Indra's elephant. So when Indra came down, he brought his elephant, which I described before, bathed Krishna with the celestial Ganges water. And there's where Indra stood when he was bathing Krishna. It's called the Indra Puja Shrine. This is where Surabhi kept all the transcendental milk from the heavenly planets, which she used to bathe Krishna with. It's called Surabhi Kund, a very beautiful kund. And here's an aerial shot of it, some of the relief panels that are part of this kund and the side of the kund. They're done quite nicely. Very, very artistic. Next, as we get close to the city of Jatipur, we see Rudan Kund. And Rudan Kund was formed by the tears of Lord Shiva when he was meditating and seeing Krishna's pastimes. Next to there is Hariju Kund, where the coward boys would have many of their pastimes. And this, some of the stories state that the Hariju Kund was actually formed by the tears of the gopis. And here we see the devotees, the gopis crying, and the coward boys having a nice game by the side of Hariju Kund. There's Indra Kund, which was formed by the tears of Indra when he was apologizing to Krishna for having attempted to kill the residents of Vrindavan. And in the city of Jatipur, which means the city of the sannyasi, there's this Shila that said, if you can circumambulate and offer obeisances, dandavats, to the Shila, you will be forgiven for all the offenses you made when you went around Govardhan. So devotees normally stop there and offer obeisances. A little distance off the hill at this point is this place called Gantoli, where there was a marriage ceremony of Radha and Krishna. And this marriage ceremony was performed by tying the cloth of Radha and Krishna together. Therefore, it's called Gantoli, which means like a knot. And next to Gantoli, here's a temple. There's a kund called Galal Kund, which is known to turn different colors during the holy season, even without colors being thrown into it. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meditated here for some time, and here you see the deity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu right on the banks of Galal Kund and the holy festival of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. And then there's Valachukund, and Valachukund, an interesting pastime, took place in which Radharani had lost one of her anklets, ankle bells, and Krishna came and said, I'll find it for you, and he started to dig around, and what he found was many hundreds or thousands of different anklets, and he gave them all to Srimati Radharani. These are the presiding deities at Valachukund, known as Radha Valachu Bihari. Interesting. Here's Radharani being given anklets or jewelry or by Krishna, and Radharani is very pleased with Krishna's endeavors. Next, we get to Uddhava Kund. And Uddhava Kund, it's interesting, yeah, because we passed again, anyway. So Uddhava Kund marks the spot where Uddhava resides, and Uddhava wanted to become just grass or dust or creepers in Vrindavan so he could get the dust of the gopis' feet. So he prayed like that, and so he resides in this area. This is Padma, Padmavati, who's now basically a mother with two children, who used to go around Govardhan with us, with her parents. And this is Radha Uddhava Bihari. There's two sets of deities here. These are the newer deities. These are the older deities, Radha Uddhava Bihari. Then, next temple we enter is the Mahaprabhu Chaitanya temple. And in this temple, there's a big, big deity of Lord Chaitanya, just Lord Chaitanya, with his hands raised. And when I first went there, there was this pujari who was about 108, 115 years old, taking care of the deities. Amazing place. And this is at the entrance to the Radhakund area. We're not going to go through the temples of Radhakund because that would take too long. So right before you enter Radhakund, the village of Radhakund, you get to Malyahari Kund. And this is where the famous pearl pastime took place. Krishna wanted some pearls from his mother to grow pearl trees. And his mother refused at first, but Krishna insisted. And as she gave him some pearls, he planted them in the ground, watered them, or you could say watered them with milk and milk products. And the gopis were laughing at him, because previously they had refused to give any of their pearls for Krishna's animals or for the coward boys. And eventually those trees grew into pearl trees, multicolored pearls. And Krishna decorated all the animals, the cows, the coward boys, and everybody in Vrindavan with pearls. And then the gopis thought, we want to get some pearls too. So what they did, after they asked for pearls from Krishna and Krishna refused, they took some pearls without permission from their mothers, planted them on the ground, and watered them in the same way with the milk products. And they were thinking, you know, now we're going to have many pearls. But what happened is they simply had thorn trees, and they got very upset because they had taken all the pearls from their mother. And we're going to get to the Banabihari temple, don't worry, after we go to Radhakund. So they're taking all the pearls from the Banabihari temples on the other side of Govardhan. You got it wrong. So they had taken all the pearls from their mother, and they wanted to replace them. They kept begging. Krishna said, you didn't give me your pearls when I asked for them, so you can't have them. Finally, they cried and cried and cried, and Krishna gave them all pearls and gave them pearls in individually monogrammed boxes. Then at the entrance to Radhakund is Shiva Kori, which marks the spot where Radharani saved a jackal that was being tortured by some coward boys, and that jackal became a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here's some of the devotees with us going around Govardhan Hill, leaving the Radhakund area. Next we get to, after leaving the Radhakund area, we get to Kusuma Sarovara, which is a famous place where basically Radha and Krishna had their pastimes, and also Narada Muni bathed to become Nardi so he could perceive Krishna's pastimes. He became female so he could see Krishna's pastimes, especially the rasa dance, because only females can see that. And Lord Shiva also has his female form. It's called Gopishara Mahadev. And that Gopishara Mahadev is the presiding deity, presiding Digpala, or protector, of the Vrindavan city area. Beautiful pastimes depicted. Some of these are pastimes of Krishna. Some of them are pastimes of kings, but these are pastimes of Krishna we see here. And Krishna and the coward boys would eat their lunch on the sides of this kund. Very elaborate structure, famous structure. So you see many shots of it, some of them from the air, some of them from the other side. The devotees getting some water. Hopefully they can become gopis. And what happened here, one pastime that happened here is that Krishna was up in a tree, unbeknownst to the gopis, holding the branch down so that Radharani could collect flowers. He jumped from the tree and Radharani was holding on to the branch, sprung up into the air. And Krishna said, I'll catch you. And she was really angry at Krishna, but ultimately she let Krishna catch her. There, on by the side of Krishna Sarovar, there's the Banabahari temple, which shows Krishna becoming the hairdresser of Srimati Radharani. He's behind, you see the two Sheilas there, he's behind the Srimati Radharani Sheila, and he's combing her hair, and Radharani is looking to, most of the times they have a mirror. I don't see the mirror here in this picture, but most of the time there's a mirror in which Radharani is looking at Krishna, not even at her own hair, and she's not concerned, she just wants to see Krishna. So here's those deities again. Very nice. There might be a little mirror there. I don't see it right now. So this is a drawing of that particular pastime. And there's a Uddhava temple, which was taken care of by one of my friends. He's no longer there. He's at Radha Kund right now. And Narada Muni has his kund there. Narada Muni resided there, and he's allowed to reside there, even though he was cursed not to be able to reside anywhere for very long by Daksha. But he's allowed to reside there because curses don't apply in the holy dham. There's a deity of Narada Muni. This is where Narada Muni instructed Kayadu, the mother of Prahlad Maharaj, and Prahlad Maharaj was able to hear those instructions while in the womb. Next we get to Ratnakund, Shamkutir area. Ratnakund, Ratna means jewel. Shamkutir means like dark kutir area. And many pastimes happen here, especially Rasa dance of Radha and Krishna. And also the place where Radharani was, there was the attempted kidnapping by Shankachuda. Krishna killed Shankachuda, took the jewel away, and the jewel was in the shape of a conch shell that was on Shankachuda's body. And that jewel, it is said by the Acharyas, later on became the Shaimantaka jewel. Footprints of Krishna and a cow. The devotees are offering their obeisances. The Ratna Singhasana, this is where the jewel throne was. And Radha and Krishna had many of their pastimes in the middle of Govardhan Hill. And here's Radharani seated on the jewel throne. Radha Krishna pastimes. And the